CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
WNSAM, Dayton, Ohio. Who's on frequency this morning? We're showing 19 degrees here in Dayton, Ohio, with overcast. And some snow showers out there, believe it or not. Crazy stuff.
KD9DFP in Chicago. Sam, we got 16 degrees, and they're telling us we're going to get a little bit of snow tonight. I don't think it's going to amount to much. And we're supposed to warm up on Thursday, so everything that's coming down or will come down will probably be gone on Thursday.
Jimmy Joycheck, the weather down here on one of the TV stations. So there should be more coming down, but it's not all hitting the ground, you know. But it's cold enough to support it, that's for sure. And out of the wintertime stuff, the one thing that I just simply hate is the cold weather. And it just puts a chill right into my bones. These old bones, I can say now. But back when I had younger bones, then I could deal with it, but that's back when I was bulletproof, you know. Anyway, we brought Michigan in here, John's repeater, and see if anybody's around up that way, because they've gotten a bunch of snow up there, I'm told. So we also brought Larry in from Mansfield, Ohio, who's 220 repeater. These are all 220 repeaters here that we've got in here with us. And on the Indianapolis repeater, there is a 2-meter repeater linked into that. I am aware of that. So, but anyways, we're out here to gather the 220s to try and make 220 go again, don't you? What do you think of that, over?
Yeah, I definitely want to make 220 great and keep it that way. We don't want to lose any bandwidth, not for any reason. Yeah, I saw Green Bay had 26 inches of snow. That's quite a bit. And I'm not a Packers fan, so consider that a gift from the Chicago Bears.
Well, you know, I don't get into that football stuff that much anymore. I just... since the COVID thing and since everybody's bowing a knee and all that crazy stuff, and then, you know, I see where we got problems health-wise with a lot of football players that have been in football ever since they were tiny. And they got brain concussions. And they had some issues with that. Some of them are fatal. And some of them go on to do things to other people because their brain is all backed up with concussion stuff. So that's got my attention. And of course, the football people will not talk about it because they don't want to lose their bread and butter, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of bread and butter to go around. Millions and billions of dollars, so they don't want to lose that. So anyways, there's all that's in my opinion, but... one thing I am following that I can't wait till it kicks in May, and that is I am a proud recipient and follower of the Indiana Fever girls basketball team. Over.
Well, like you, I've been waiting on spring to get here and stay here. It keeps us a couple of days a month, and... we hope we can keep it around a little longer than where it stays now. So, yeah, looking forward to sitting in the yard catching some sun. And, you know, in your honor, I'm going to go out and get myself some Michelob Amber Bach and have one for you as soon as I'm able to sit in the yard.
question I have for you is, why do you want to wait so long for that? Can't you go out and do one and have one in the chat there with it while you're talking?
Yeah, I guess we could do it, but you know it always tastes better in the sun.
Well, I can say to you, because I'm definitely an eyewitness, that when you've got a Michelob Amber Bock in your hand and it's too cold to hold, you will know that that long neck brown bottle is not going to, the volume in that is not going to last very long at all. And I'm telling you, that is the best taste right there. Very cold and down it goes. It doesn't even have a chance to get warm when it's sitting around me. So definitely good stuff. Now, I don't overindulge it like I used to do back in the 70s and on down here. When I was a bullfinch kid, tight teenager. But now I enjoy it, I guess. So, but they are good when they're cold, that's for sure. I don't know any, well, a lot of beers that way, but, you know, I've had a lot of beers, you know, I used to be, well, I can't remember them all that I was friends with over the years, but this Michelob Amber Bock is hitting the spot for me there.
Yeah, Amber Bock falls into one of the two categories I have for beer, as far as the best kind go. And those categories are free and cold.
Well, I mean, I don't drink that beer that much anymore. Like I told you yesterday, I think. I did Zoe Kroger's here last week and bought a, well, I guess it's a 12-pack, a long X, and put them in the refrigerator on the garage. I have visitors, visiting hamsters would stop by now and then, and of course I offer them a beer or whatever. I've got orange juice or iced tea even. I even have vegetable juice out there that I just love. I could drink a whole big old gallon of vegetable juice, no problem. I just love that stuff. Oh, and buttermilk. I got the best buttermilk here that I buy from the German Baptist store up north here that I've ever tasted. And over the years, many years, I've tasted a lot of buttermilk. My dad, who grew up on a farm, that was his favorite. And he turned me on to that back when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, I guess. But I've been drinking it ever since. But there's some buttermilk out there you just don't want to taste. But I can assure you that the stuff I'm buying today is the best I've ever tasted. And I'm telling you, it is. And here again, and when it's cold, it tastes the best. Good cold buttermilk, you can't beat it. WNSA in Dayton, Ohio.
And I haven't had buttermilk, and I don't remember ever. It's been a long, long time. But I guess I could try it. Couldn't hurt me too much. Sam, I'm going to have to let you go because I got a pot of chili that I got to get made here. And this cold Chicago morning, I think this is going to be just fine by tonight. You have yourself a fine morning, and I'll probably check in with you later on. And you can check in with me later on to see how it's coming along. But until then, my friend, you have yourself a good day and stay warm. It'll only be a little difficult for a couple more days, and then you'll be basking in sunshine. KE9DFP, clear after your final.
All right, Tony. Yeah, sure. That's, you know, I searched the cupboards last evening here, because I didn't make it to the store yesterday, to the market even, because it was so windy, so cold, I didn't want to go out. So I didn't get out. I got errands to run up there to my credit union. I've got to get up there today. But I was going to pick up some supplies, you know, at the IGA. And I didn't, so I had to search the cupboards here last evening. And I had forgotten I had two cans of Wendy's chili. Wendy's now sells their chili in the supermarkets in a can. And it is not cheap. But I'll tell you what, I tried one can, and holy moly, this good. It's great, it's very good, but boy, you're going to pay for it. And what I want to do is I want to go down to Wendy's here, down the street here, and pick up a chili, bring it home, and get the can of chili out, fix it. I want to see what tastes better, the can or the actual the actual chili from the store. I want to see if it's the same. So we're going to taste that here one of these days. So that should be enjoyable. Anyway, Tony, good day to you, and stay warm up there, and thanks for making 220 great again. We'll see if we can't find some other operators lurking out here in the 220 airways this morning. W9SM in Dayton, Ohio.
All right, Sam, 7-3s, and we'll talk soon. Yeah, now I'm going to really start cooking because now I got a taste for the chili right now. All right, wish me luck, and again, I'll check in with you later today. Have a fine morning. Everyone else on the WM9W repeater also, and whoever else is out here and connected. KE9, DFP, clear.
W9 SAM, here 90 AM.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a different connection here. How's the audio on this unit?
Sounds okay, I guess. Let me hear it again.
Yeah, because my mic shows I have very little gain. I'm going to adjust this thing again here. The blue bar barely goes across the meter on Echolink. I'm going to go back and adjust the mic gain.
Okay, well, you're good here. Audio sounds good. So, you know, things don't have that trouble here as well. So it's always puzzling when it happens, too. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, talked to John PAR lately?
Is that AT&T, you mean?
Yes, sir. He goes back many, many years over here in Annapolis.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I can't remember, but I know I did wish you a happy birthday here. A week ago was his birthday week, maybe a week and a half ago, maybe.
Did he move out of Indianapolis?
Well, he's in Michigan. Moline, Michigan, I think, was just, I believe that could be a suburb of Grand Rapids, or what?
Yeah, I know, John. I go back many, many years ahead, Midland 13-519 on 220.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, he's been working with DUX up there back, maybe 5-6 years ago when we started doing this All-Star thing and doing this net, the Syracuse Net and DRX and PR there, they were heavy into it with me. And in fact, the phrase, the theme, making 220 great again, came from DRX, which I was not aware of that when I started using it. And he told me that he'd been saying that for a while. I said, well, hey, then you're the author. I'll back off on being the author. It's no big deal. I'm just glad somebody thought of it. Because it needs to be said, and it needs to be said a lot. And remembered. So that's why you hear me say it a lot. DRX, he was Grand Rapids. Now, he was the guy that has put all these repeaters together up there. When you're talking to one, you usually were talking to, like, I think maybe as many as six, even maybe seven. You know, Detroit, Battle Creek, all these others up that way over.
Yeah, going back on Chicago, well, you know, there's a thing called 220 notes, and I got two certificates, one for 100 contacts, one for 200 contacts. That goes back, my God, I don't know how many years, maybe 40 years or if not more.
Oh, really? Boy, I had them framed and would display them high on the wall. Of course, how many people on the radio come by to see them hanging high on the wall? I got some things out there too, certificates from the local. For the Derek Hall here that's sponsored, that started and sponsored the Dayton Hand Mission since 1952. So they give out a monthly member initiation, award initiation, achievements and all that stuff. And there's some others out there hanging on the wall, I can't remember. Mostly just stuff like net participation, a net participant, that kind of thing.
Yeah, when I got my certificate, of course, it was all on RF before the internet and everything else. It was all done mobile too. When I was driving around, just making contacts mobile, mostly simplex. As a matter of fact, very few repeaters are up there. Okay, I'm going to drop out here again and see how my coffee's going. Be back, NINAIM.
Tell you what, Bob, we need to talk more about that. Because a lot of these people out here today they don't know of it. Or number two, they don't remember it. And I want to bring that out publicly and in the know so people are aware of it. So they can, a lot of that history has a presence today. To let people know where we need to go, where we need to stay, and so forth. And I'm a proponent of that thing, so I appreciate you bringing that up there. Yeah, Simplex, 220 Simplex is a great thing. Probably one of my best deals. I am not a fan of digital, but I'm not going to talk against it, but I think there is a reason why so many analog repeaters and so forth have dropped out. So go ahead and get the coffee there, deal. And Tony has left the building. So we'll see if anybody else is out here wants to get involved. On the 220 out here on Tuesday, cold Tuesday morning here in Dayton, Ohio, there, over. Anybody awake in Walton, Kentucky this morning? W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Michigan. No audio there, but you do have a long transmit there. But no audio.
CMN Network, 220.
Dayton, Ohio. W9SAM. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 repeaters and links on here. Nobody's on here this morning. Unbelievable. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio. Good morning, POP. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to get a hold of you. Would today be a good day to run up there and drop this stuff off, or another day?
Whatever day you want to do it, that pop is fine with me. You know, it doesn't have to be right away. But at your leisure there, go ahead.
Okay, well, I thought maybe today might be a good day. It's pretty nasty outside, so ain't much I can do outside today. So thought before good weather hits, maybe get this stuff up there to you. So, if you're going to be around there, I'll head that way here in about a half hour or so and drop it off. I can't stay long, but be there long enough to drop this off anyway. And we'll have that done. So we'll head that way shortly. W8POP.
All right, Pop. Now listen, I was thinking about coming down there one day this week to see Tom and look at his station. So, I mean, if you want to wait for that and you won't have to drive up here all the way, we can drive over to Tom's there. We could do that if you want. It's your call. It's going to be warmer this end of the weekend here too, by the way. And that would be nice. I don't even want to go out and stuff. But so, I mean, I'm going to suggest that as well there, over.
Okay, well. Maybe I just go ahead and run it up there, because I never know what the next day is going to bring around here. So while I know I've got time to do it, I'll do it. But yeah, and if you need me to go over to Tom's later this week, by all means, let me know. I'll see if I can work that in too. So, I don't have a whole lot going on right now today, so. It's okay with you. I'll just run up there and bring it up. And we'll have that little deal out of the way. And then, like I said, if I need to go to Tom's later this week, yeah, we'll try to do that too.
All right, Pop. Well, that's fine. It's whatever you want, however you want to deal with it, that's fine. I can understand the way you're thinking there. I probably think the same. So, let's see, it's about 10:30 now, so we're listening for you. I think you've got a radio in your vehicle, so if you want to dial this frequency up, I'll be on this frequency here, over.
Yeah, I'll be on Echo Link on the way up there. I can't hear anything on that radio. It's just, I was listening to you and somebody else there about half hour ago, and I could not understand anything. It's just, I don't know what the deal is. And I don't think it's my radio, because I get the same thing on the base station. It's just a real bad raspiness. I don't know if it's the link, if it's the, nobody else complains to you, so it's just me, so I guess it's just something on my end. But anyway, I'll be on Echo Link, and I'm at my son's house right now, and I got to stop over at my house and pick up the stuff. So let's see what time it is, 10:30, probably around 11:30, should be somewhere close to you by 11:30, so. We'll head that way. 58 POP will be
on standing by on that call, Lynn.
Okay, Pop. Oh, very good. We're linked into a bunch of people here this morning, but we've had some activity, but you think with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 repeaters and links together, you'd think you hear somebody coming out of them, but not so. So anyways, don't know if the plan's going to work or not. So anyway, Bob, all right, very good. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, I see all of them guys you got linked up there. Okay. All right, we'll be standing by here and headed that way, W8POP.
MI3 Network.
W9NMM, listening. W9NMM, clear.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
W9NMM, I'm just testing my FTX1 here after the latest upgrade.
Oh, very good. Are you on 220 or 2 meters?
I'm on 220, or on 2 meters. 2 meters on the repeater here in time.
Alright, well, you're a 2 meter repeater that's linked into the 220, 224.800 there in Indianapolis. So we got you on here. I'm over north of Dayton, Ohio there. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it seems to be working. I better get on to doing some of the rest of the things I need to do today. So thank you for coming back to me, and you enjoy the day. I assume you're having the same weather we are here. So, enjoy what you can. W9NMM clear. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thanks for getting on 220 anyway. Even though you're not, but you're helping make 220 great again. And happy St. Patrick's Day, over.
Thank you. I didn't realize it was St. Patrick's Day. I'm part of the IDHS Oxcom group here in Indiana, and we use the we have a net on Thursday on HF and one on VHF, and for the VHF net we also use the 220 and EchoLink linked into that to cover all the counties in the state of Indiana.
Okay, well, very good. Like I said, I'm north of Dayton, Ohio, about 10 miles. And we are coming through EchoLink. I am W9SA-L there, over.
Okay, well, thank you. 73 W9NMM clear.
W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
W9SAM, W8POP, we are entering your compound.
Lord, you're here? Okay. Who the trash can up to the patio, would you? I think the door's open.
Will do.
Then come on up to the front door, you're done. I have to shut the gate there, just stick it in there, I'll get it later, but come up to the front door when you're done.
CMN Network.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 13th, 2026. The tower climber Denny Todd, KC7RVK, there is only one required tool, fear. Todd, now 86 years old, has been climbing towers for 70 years. His first was in South Dakota when he was 16 to put up an antenna so residents there could receive stations from Omaha, Nebraska, 90 miles away. His climbing career was influenced by an interest in science and radio. His father was an engineer at a local AM station. And once he was up in the air, Denny never looked back or down. The fear to me meant I had to do everything, take every precaution to climb safely, said Todd. And he was also involved in helicopter-assisted work on high towers. You climb up a section of tower while a chopper flies in either with another section of tower or an antenna that needs to be attached. And he said it's a little scary trying to insert the bolts and tighten the nuts at the same time the aircraft is hovering above. In 1962, after earning an associate degree in electrical engineering from Central Technical Institute and his FCC first-class radio telephone license, Todd began working for South Dakota Public Television and in 1966 became the assistant director of engineering. For the past 25 years, he has worked with his partner, Lynn Layton, KG7PTC, also an accomplished tower climber and amateur radio operator. Last month, Todd and Layton went to Las Vegas for the convention of the National Association of Tower Erectors, that's NATE, of which Todd was a founding member back in 1995. NATE is a nonprofit trade organization dedicated to providing a unified voice for companies in the diverse tower and communications infrastructure construction service and maintenance industries. Todd tried to retire in 1978, but that didn't work. So when does he plan to stop climbing? When I lay down for my dirt nap, he chuckled. Not too early to gear up and get ready for ARRL Field Day. Field Day 2026 takes place on June 27th and 28th and will bring together more than 30,000 amateur radio operators for one of the most popular on-air events in the U.S. and Canada. This year's Field Day theme is Amateur Radio, a National Resource. Combined with the ARRL Year of the Club, it provides the perfect opportunity for radio clubs to set up stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. All of the information you need to get started can be found on the Field Day website, including how to join the ARRL Field Day Facebook group, where you can share your plans, tips, and tricks for a successful Field Day. The overall objective for Field Day is to contact as many stations as possible on the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter HF bands, as well as all bands above 50 megahertz, and to learn to operate in less than optimal conditions. Many clubs choose to set up in camp-style fashion with portable equipment, temporary antennas, and off-grid power sources. Field Day is open to all amateurs in the areas covered by the ARRL-RAC field organizations and countries within IARU Region 2, that's North and South America. The X stations residing in other regions may be contacted for credit, but are not eligible to submit entries. Each claimed contact must include contemporaneous direct initiation by the operator on both sides of the contact. Initiations of a contact may be either locally or by remote. Also, check out the Field Day site locator page to help find participating stations near you. And as an added incentive for anyone participating in ARRL's year-long America 250 Work to All States WAS Award, contacts made with the ARRL-affiliated clubs all year, including during Field Day, will count towards your America 250 WAS-affiliated club endorsement. Check out all the details at www.arrl.org, America 250-WAS. For more information about ARRL Field Day, visit www.arrl.org/field-day. The Dayton Hamvention 2026 award winners have been announced. The Technical Achievement Award went to Robert Faviglio, K3RF. Faviglio has spent almost 60 years in amateur radio, blending technical expertise, legal knowledge, and leadership in emergency communications. A longtime mentor, Faviglio supports on-air training and club programs, stressing technical competence, regulatory literacy, and readiness for public service. Amateur Award of the Year went to Dr. Jose Otis Vicens, NP4G. Vicens was born and raised in Puerto Rico. He was first licensed at the age of 16 and is the only amateur radio operator in his family. He is a past president of Puerto Rico Amateur Radio League and president of the International DX Association. Special Achievement Award went to Martha Fell, N3QBE, and Joe Fell, W3GMS. Martha and Joe Fell's journey began in 1966 when Joe earned his novice license, WN3GMS, at the age of 14. Today, Martha and Joe Fell mentor students of all ages and interests. While their first student is currently pursuing a PhD in electrical engineering at MIT, their youngest started at just 8 years old. And Club of the Year went to Long Island CW Club. The Long Island CW Club is an online Morse code training community built to help hams become confident and proficient CW operators. The club emphasizes high standards alongside a welcoming culture, focusing on teaching practical operational skills while fostering mutual respect and a spirit of learning for fun. You can read the complete 2026 Hamvention Awards announcement at hamvention.org/event-details/awards. The 2026 Dayton Hamvention will be held Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, 2026 at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center, 210 Fairgrounds Road in Xenia, Ohio. The nomination period for the 2026 spring season section manager election cycle concluded on Friday, March 6th. There will be no balloted elections because only one nominee per section was received at ARRL headquarters. Wisconsin will have a new section manager starting July 1st, 2026. Myron Ostrich, KB9STB, was declared elected as the sole nominee. He is currently the Wisconsin Public Information Coordinator. Ostrich will take the reins of the Wisconsin Field Organization from Jason Spetz, KC9FXE, who has been section manager since 2022. The following incumbent section managers did not face opposition and were declared elected for their upcoming new terms of office beginning July 1st, 2026. Thomas B.B., W9RY from Illinois, Bob Burns, AK9R from Indiana, Scott Roberts, KK4ECR from Northern Florida, Scott Rosenfeld, N7JI from Oregon, and Paul Gayette, AA1SU from Vermont. Nominations will be resolicited for section manager positions in Maine and Santa Clara Valley in January 2027, UST, because no nominating petitions were received by the receipt of the deadline on March 6th. Phil Dugan, N1EP, decided not to run for another term of office as section manager of Maine, a position he has held since December of 2021. And in Santa Clara Valley, James Armstrong, NV6W, decided not to run for a new term of office after serving the section manager since August of 2020. At Branson, Missouri, Sky Warren Youth, a group of young amateur radio operators dedicated to weather spotting, emergency communication, and community education, will operate special event station N0A for the next 2 weeks to promote severe weather awareness. N0A will operate March 15th through the 29th, 2026 at various times, day and night, as time permits, using single sideband and FT8, FT4 on 80, 40, 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10 meters, as well as FT8 on 160 and 30 meters. For operators without HF access, Skywarn Youth invites check-ins to their weekly nets on Sundays, March 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time via multiple repeaters and VOIP networks. All check-ins to those nets will officially be added to the N0A special event log. Being prepared and establishing situational awareness during severe weather events is crucial and will help you and your family to stay safe, said Skywarn YouthNet manager Caleb Safair, K-E-0-F-O-E. Our goal with this special event station is to educate the amateur radio community about the dangers of severe weather and the importance of being prepared. All amateur radio operators are encouraged to spread the word and participate in this effort to strengthen weather safety networks worldwide. More information is available at www.skywarnyouth.net. Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, in Florida will be hosting the Return of Ham Waves of History, a live commemorative amateur radio event taking place from March 17th through the 19th, 2026. This tribute honors the men and women who served at Buckingham Army Airfield, BAAF, during World War II, a site that was once the largest airfield in Florida. The public is invited to visit the Lee County Mosquito Control District Homestead House, the former site of the airfield, on March 17th and 18th at 8 to 5 p.m. and March 19th from 8 to 3 p.m. Admission is free. During the event, FMARC operators will operate live with an event call sign of W4LX from the historic grounds where nearby 50,000 gunners graduated to defend Allied bombers in the skies over Europe and in the Pacific. Visitors can watch operators use modern and vintage radio technology to connect with other enthusiasts worldwide, sharing the story of Buckingham's pivotal role in achieving Allied air superiority.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
ARRL Audio News, but you can listen to it on the ARRL homepage. The Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, WCARS, WCARS, and ARRL Special Service Club now has its own HamFest theme song. It's a bluegrass tune composed for the Waynesville HamFest by Zach Thompson, KM4BLG, and the up-and-coming bluegrass band CQDX and the 73s. You can listen to this unique amateur radio composition at ARRL.org. Yo. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A new 6U CubeSat has been deployed from the ISS. It is Tenko-2, constructed by Nihon University in Japan. It boosted itself to a 500-kilometer circular orbit where it will remain for about 3 months. The linear transponder has an uplink of 145.895 through 145.935 megahertz and a downlink on 435.875 through 435.915 megahertz. After initial testing of all the systems, it will be operational 2 days per week. A schedule will be announced. Digital images will be transmitted on 435.895 megahertz. This frequency will also be used by the Digitalker with preloaded audio. It has a 5.8 gigahertz using 38.4 kbps in 4 FSK. For now, Tenko 2 can be found as object HTV-X1 if you're looking for the TLEs. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, March 14th, the YVDX reading contest, that's digital. March 14th and 15th, the SARL VHF UHF FM contest, that's phone. March 14th to 15th, the SARL field day contest, CW phone and digital. Also on the 14th and 15th, the Commonwealth BERU contest, that's CW. The 14th and the 15th, the DIG QSO party, single sideband and phone. And on March 14th and 15th, the EAPSK63 contest, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming section state and division conventions on March 15th, Winterfest 2026, the National Capital Area Ham Radio Fair, ARRL Virginia State Convention in Vienna, Virginia. March 21st, St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention, that's in Midland, Texas. And on March 28th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention, that's in Bismarck, North Dakota. And don't forget to remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Crescent City
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead. Devin, I am Sam here.
Hello, Sam. This is Mike in Johnson County, just south of Indy. I was coming back to your original call. I happened to miss the comeback.
Yeah, very good. Well, we're just bringing some repeaters up here this evening to see who might be out there and might want to give us a weather report or something. I hate this weather. They're saying here north of Dayton, Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio area, in Miner Valley, I guess, that this Saturday is supposed to be 70 degrees. How about that? Over.
Yeah, I kind of hate this weather as well. It's just way too cold for me, particularly this time of year. Of course, I wouldn't mind for it to stay above 50 degrees all year long. But I understand from looking at the weather forecast that by this weekend we should be up in the 70s.
Yes, that's what they're reporting. And I can tell you that I'm a man of 85 degree days. Anything under 80 degrees is cold for me. I was going to put my hummingbird coolers out, at least one of them out there at the front door. I usually put two out, to draw in the male hummingbirds that are showing up right now, or within the shortly. The male hummingbirds, they show up first, and they scope it out, but you know, they show up, there's no flowers out there that are worth getting any food for them, so they're looking for food. And better if they would see a hummingbird feeder fully stocked with that good sugar stuff, they'll be on it in a heartbeat. And they'll probably nest to it through the summer even. That's what usually happens. Now, when they all leave to go back down in the fall, it's the male hummingbirds that leave first. And that's where it usually happens. So I'm getting reports that the hummingbirds are on the shores of the coast down there, Pensacola, all through there. And they should be getting through here soon. So, but you know, when I started looking this single bit, well, teams as it actually was, I thought, well, I'm not going to put the hummingbirds here. Because I'd have to bring them in every night. But heck, it's only been 25 degrees all day, see? So that's not good for hummingbird feeders out there. So anyways, there's that there, over.
Yeah, today's tips is not good for hummingbird feeders or me in any fashion. I'm really disappointed in the weather here. There's way too much white stuff laying on my front yard out here. I'm looking out the window. I'd like to see all that gone for the year, and it really wouldn't break my heart if it never came back. I spent 3 years in Florida recently and been back up here for a couple of years in Indiana. And I tell you what, those Florida winters are a lot more likable than the ones up here, particularly since the first one when we moved back up here was pretty intense. So I'm more than ready for spring. Of course, I usually am shortly after Christmas or even before, as it seems lately. This cold weather is just not my thing anymore. Over.
Yes, sir. I can certainly understand that. After being down there in the sand pile and coming back up here to the Arctic. Heck yeah, I can certainly understand that. Well, you know, when I was a young snapper, the cold really didn't bother me all that much. In fact, I enjoyed it, especially in my 20s and so forth. The ladies want to get more warmer so they get closer. And that was always a nice thing with me anyway. But now, since I'm elderly and widowed, that kind of thing is not happening. Those old days, I think I call it. So I'm glad I can still remember them. Some people can't. So, but that's the way it was back then. So yeah, the May of the month, we'll get some warm weather in here. Even April for that matter. And I'll enjoy that. And we'll start bringing the rocking chairs back out to the patio out here. Getting ready to sit and watch hummingbirds with iced tea in hand there, over.
Kind of weather I'm looking forward to. I know when wife and I were living down in a little place in Central Florida called Leesburg, we were in a community that had a lot of what they called wetlands. I called them swamps. Everybody told me I was being a little crude by calling them swamps. But anyway, there were a lot of alligators out in there, and across the street from our house was open out into the wetlands. I could sit in my chair out in my driveway and enjoy the warmer temperatures and listen to the gators talking back and forth. Over.
Wow, really? Well, I would think that those are the kind of animals that you want to see at a distance. There's many reports, I remember one report here I remember seeing here, it was last year, year before, whatever, an older lady walked her dog, and one come up and got that dog, and got her too, got them both back in the water. I can't remember the outcome, but I don't think it was good. So, I would say probably if I lived there, I mean, you would find me, well, I'd be armed and dangerous. That's the way you gotta be anymore. Of course, up there in my area, we got alligators too, but they're on two legs, and they don't want to do harm. You know, they don't want to do harm to you. But I stay at home here, I stay inside. I don't go anywhere unless it's to the market or to the credit union. And the pizza house maybe once a month. And that's where I can stay safe. I did all my run around all those 50 plus years back. And I don't need any more drama. I'm done with drama. So if I'm here, I'm in the house, I'm safe, and so are the rest of the people. Over.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that, Sam. I hear what you're saying there. I know my younger years, I've done a few things, that I look back on and think, man, that was just stupid. It's the best word I can think of. And really didn't think about it at the time. But I guess the wisdom of age now has given me a chance to look at it in a different light. And I try to caution my kids now, that are now getting into middle age, back when they were younger, not to do things like that. And, of course, they didn't listen, nor as I didn't listen when I was that age. So it's all about how you look at it, I guess, from the direction you're coming from. It just makes a big difference in age. Over.
Yeah, well said. I want to let you know that we are tied into not only the Indianapolis 220 machine, we're tied into John up there in the Michigan Grand Rapids 220 machine, and we're also tied into Mansfield, Ohio, Larry's 220 machine. And let me see, oh yeah, we got Chicago, the good guys. You guys, good 220 machine here with us. And also on the bottom there, we've got the Kettering, Ohio, which is a suburb of Dayton, Ohio. That link is in here with us this evening. So we're broadcasting everywhere we can. Time to make 220 green again there, over.
Well, sounds like you did a good job of it there. Got quite a number of names you read off there, and I think it's a really great thing. I don't hear much on 220. Most of the time I'm down on 2 meter and sometimes on the 70 centimeter, but I don't hear much out of 220 except for when you and I talk. Over.
Well, that's an unfortunate true statement, I guess. And, you know, I'm predominantly a 220 operator, second generation, of course. And, I do have on my other radio that I got on the table, the front room station. I got front room station here at the house, and then I can walk out the back door there across the patio to my shop, which it's at the end of my garage, and I got a little shop back there where my link cable is located. Sometimes we're out in the shop. It's not as comfortable as the front room station. But anyways, I've got
a Yaesu 857D is what it is. And I got a few simplex 2 meter frequencies on there that I do talk to some folks on occasionally. And I think I might have a 440 in there that's active, usually in the evening hours. And sometimes I listen, sometimes I talk, but not a lot like I used to on there. We stay predominantly there on the 220 side. So, if I'm talking 2 meter 440, I'm not talking on 220, and that's not good because nobody's on there then. So if I'm on 220 talking, that's great. So there's just thinking about that. So, anyways, can we try to scrounge up some activity out here? And to get things moving. But so we're retired, so we're on here all day long, hanging around somewhere. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio.
It's been good, Sam. Nice to talk with you, as usual. And this is KE9ECU, Mike, and I'm clear. 73.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I'm glad to run into you this evening. It's Don't be a stranger. And the word tonight is stay warm. Stay warm. So, 73 for now. This is W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.